Well, I'm glad you took the time out to come and listen to us give our 3 minutes of what we do. What I do is I work with viruses, but not in terms of medicine, in terms of using them for materials. So why do we want to use viruses as materials? If you have a beaker full of viruses, they're all exactly the same size, exactly the same shape, and have exactly the same chemical groups on them. So we can use viruses as a template to control the position of things on the nanoscale and get 4 billion years of natural selection to make a really tough, chemically stable shell and make it work for us. So why do we want to do this? We want to do this because we can make materials with new properties. So there's a class of materials called metamaterials. They're artificial materials that have engineered properties in them, and their characteristics and their behavior comes from the structure, not just from the composition. So what we're going to do is we're going to use tobacco mosaic virus, coat protein, just the protein part. It makes these discs and it makes these rods, and you can control discs and rods by controlling the solution conditions. And we're going to use that to make a nanostructured material. What's our target material? For this particular project, what we want to do is we want to make a negative index material. Why do we want to do that? Because you can make a cloaking device out of it, like Harry Potter and everything, no joke. So this has already been demonstrated at microwave frequencies. So you can hide things from your microwave oven. So on the top is what we would expect if we were perfectly successful in cloaking. On the left side, we have the incoming wave. On the right side, we have the wave after it's seen the object. And there's not a real significant difference between the two. At the bottom, we have an experiment. It's the same idea. They took this material. It has this kind of interesting structure. They sent microwaves at it. They look at the other side. There's some perturbation, but you can't tell there's an object there. Wouldn't it be really cool if we could do that in visible frequencies? We could all hide, you know. We could run around. Nobody would know where we are. But in order to make this work at visible frequencies, we have to take the size of this structure, reduce it by a factor of on the order of a million. That's hard. So that's where the virus comes in. So we want to take this structure. It's called a split ring resonator. And the microwave frequencies, it's 7 millimeters. We want to take it and shrink it down to below 70 nanometers. And the way we're going to do that is we're going to use gold nanoparticles. We're going to bind them to viruses at specific locations. We're going to make our structure. It's been demonstrated at the macro scale. People have used lithography to make these things on the order of hundreds of nanometers. We're going to take our virus, and that's to scale the size difference between what we can do with lithography and what we can do with self-assembly with viruses. So that's what our target is. How are we doing in terms of progress? We can make rings. What you're seeing here are transmission electron microscopy images of 5-nanometer gold particles interacting with virus disks, those disks of TMV. And as you can see, we get pretty well-defined rings. These rings are 23 nanometers in diameter. So we're able to make these structures. Not only can we make the structures, they have this metamaterial property. The structure of the properties of the material are determined by the structure. So on the top, we have what the absorbance spectra looks like for plain gold nanoparticles, no viruses. At the bottom, we have what the optical spectra look like for gold viruses once they've been bound to the virus. You can see instead of a peak now, we get a dip. So we've changed the properties by changing the structure on the nanoscale. And so these are the people who do the work. The picture is my 4 grad students. Underneath, I have the names of 3 undergrads who worked on this project and helped us make significant progress. And I hope you enjoyed my 3 minutes.